Welcome to Shelby Podcast, a production of Shelby Systems Media. And now here's your host, Don Olson.
Ken Emmert, an independent contractor working as a consultant trainer for Shelby's training department, joins us today from his home in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, where it's a whole lot warmer than it is here in the Shelby Memphis headquarters, I'll tell you that. Ken, it's good to talk to you. Why don't you remind us again exactly what it is that you do for Shelby Systems and how long have you been here?
I am a consultant trainer and agent, which means basically I do training, and it is training that goes beyond the basic, this is how you use Shelby. We go in and really help churches, organizations take Shelby and maximize its use. Do a lot of problem solving, addressing special needs of the organizations. And as far as how long I've been around, I started training initially back in 1996 while I was still on staff at Scottsdale Bible Church, and then resigned from the church in September of 2000. So I've been around training regularly for over 10 years now.
Ken, I know that you're not only one of our top lead trainers for the Shelby Systems team, but you're also one of the top webinar organizers. For those who haven't attended any of the training webinars yet, could you explain what a webinar is and why a Shelby customer should consider attending?
It's a very inexpensive way to get some in-depth training on a particular issue. There are no travel expenses involved. You listen either live or you can go back to the archives and pick out a webinar on a topic that you have a need for. So they're available on demand, if you will, and allow you to get training that you need when you need it. You can provide the training for as many people in the office as you want. You pay one fee and it's good for the whole office.
You know, the end of the year is sneaking up on us and it will be here before you know it. And I've heard that you are currently preparing a webinar that is designed to deal with a particular end of the year issue. So what is the name of the webinar that you're working on and what topics will you be covering?
The webinar is entitled 1099s, Everything You Need to Know to Get Them Ready Without Losing Your Mind. 1099s are required for all organizations, even churches. Churches are not exempt as much as we would like to be. So we're going to start by looking at what are the current reporting requirements, because right now, according to law, they're scheduled to change in a couple years. But we're going to look at the issues right now. What are the laws? What am I supposed to do? How do I go back and fix if I've made mistakes during the year? How do I find those vendors? What about people who have a business name that's different than their name? So a whole number of issues related to 1099.
Well, without giving everything away, could you briefly explain some of the suggestions that you will be making during this December webinar that you'll be leading?
Well, one of the things that you can do and show is you can print out a list of all of your 1099 invoices, those that are subject to 1099. But I have a query that allows me to take it a step further, where it breaks down both the 1099 and the non-1099 payments that have been made. So you can go back and look and say, did I miss somebody? There are certain requirements that we don't have to include certain amounts if there's documentation. So this query will help the people, and it'll be available after the seminar for people to use. So it'll be a great tool to help them.
What exactly will the person who attends this webinar experience, and is there any special equipment that they need to watch it?
All they need is internet access. And I'm assuming if they have internet access, they have a computer with a monitor, and they should be good to go. They will need speakers on their computer to listen to the webinar. Those are the only things that I can think of.
And can you kind of give us an idea of what they're going to experience as they watch the webinar for someone who hasn't seen one before?
Sure. Right on their screen, they will see the presentation, which will include both PowerPoint and actual Shelby screens. I like to work with live Shelby data when I'm doing the webinars, so you can see what it should look like when you try it at home, so there are no surprises for people. It's kind of like watching a video. You know, there is opportunities for people to submit questions during the live sessions. So that's an advantage of the live session.
Ken, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the webinar before we wrap things up today?
My goal is to eliminate the questions that are associated with 1099s to make it easier. I will also show you the forms that I recommend using. They're, in my opinion, are the easiest forms to use because there are a number of options. Also, preparing 1099s for the government are different than preparing W-2s because you have to use the proper forms for the 1099s. So it's a little bit different than preparing W-2s.
And now, here's a special announcement from Shelby Systems Vice President and COO.
Hello, this is John Green, and I, along along with everyone here at Shelby Systems, want to wish you and your family a very blessed and meaningful Christmas season. We would also like to thank you for allowing us to be part of your ministry. Especially at this time of year, it's important to take a moment to remember that Christmas is a celebration of the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
You've been listening to Shelby Podcast with your host, Don Alsop. Shelby Podcast is a copyrighted production of Shelby Systems Media and can be heard online at shelbyinc.com/podcast, or you can download the program, copy it to your iPod or MP3 player, and listen at your convenience. Shelby Podcast is also available on iTunes. Make sure you click the RSS link so that you get each new show automatically. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another Shelby Podcast.